Flutini, hard rock and metal circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. You can call me Ludini. We're all friends here tonight. Sitting next to me in the co-pilot chair this evening is Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio. What's up, Lily?
How are you today?
I are good.
You are good?
I are the greatest, as I are, am, I can, are, go. And speaking of R, we got, who's this handsome young fella on a television screen in the back?
It's
me, Keith.
New Orleans, Louisiana. You know me.
I know you.
You can call me Keith. We're all friends here.
Keith the Kiefer. All right, guys. We got Lily. We got Keith. We got Ludini. And we're going to have a great show tonight. We are going to be rocking hard.
As always.
As always. We got some great bands for you guys tonight. We got a new, brand new band I've never played before. And we got some favorites as well. It's going to be a good show. And we're going to be talking about the perfect albums. So put your thinking caps on right here. Wait a minute. Well, this is a balloon. Okay, but that'll be my thinking cap.
Oh, God.
Why is there a balloon in the studio?
It could be worse.
We could talk about that later. So anyways, we want to be talking about the perfect albums. A little bit of business. Go to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com.
Wow.
And go there often because there's a lot of cool stuff going on. I'm doing tons of interviews with like really amazing artists. I mean, these, you know, everybody's going like, well, where's the good? I can't hear any good music. Tune to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. And it really doesn't matter, guys, because my focus and Lily's focus and Keith's right now is on hard rock and metal. But if you go to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, I'm interviewing bands in a lot of different genres. Like, I got, like, jazz guys. And, you know, for those of you that like the Christian thing, we got some Christian music. We got folk. We got indie.
We've got all the things.
It's very cool. And you can kind of pick and choose what you like. So, guys, go there and check that out. If you have a band specifically in the rock and metal genre that you would like to, get the word out about, you need to contact me at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and we need to hook it up and get your band promoted. But LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Also, I have discovered that if I promote the merchandise, people will actually buy it. So there is some cool merchandise there. There's totes, there's mugs, there's women's shirts and men's shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies and all kind of really cool stuff there. So if you go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, on the right hand side, there's all our merch. It's all cool, different colors, different designs. It's a lot of fun, and it can help promote the podcast, get the word out. You see, guys, when you do stuff like this, it gets people to tune in, and guess what? Then they get to hear about this really cool music that they can't hear anywhere else. So if you and your friends are sitting around on a Saturday night going like, there's no good music to listen to, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. There's you can when you go there, you can boom get it on iTunes. You can grab Player FM, Stitcher, whatever your thing is, right onto your mobile device. Bit of bang, bit of boom, and you're rocking. Okay, enough said. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Let's get her done. All right, guys, that's enough promo for tonight. For now, we are gonna rock out with our first band, and tonight's first band is a band I really love. These guys, hey, I'm going to put a trivia question out there, okay, while we're playing this band. This band is from Toledo, Ohio. They're kind of like our neighbors. What famous, very famous television character from the 70s was in the story that he was in the show that he was in was from Toledo, Ohio? You guys think about it. We're going to play it. Mama, Snakehead Ritual on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Understand.
we'll do a little Beavis and Butthead.
Always bet on black.
All right, guys. The next band is wanting to play really bad, but they have to wait.
They have to wait.
They gotta wait. That's just how
in
it
due
works
time.
Here.
In due time.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so we just played Toledo's own Snakehead Ritual. So let's go ahead and give them a little promo here. You want to go to you want to go to facebook.com/snakeheadritual. So search them on Facebook, basically, is what you want to do. And check the guys out. I really hope they keep making records. They're signed to Grooveyard right now. And we should do a podcast on the rebirth of Southern Rock.
Ooh,
and,
yes.
And talk about those guys and Blackstone Cherry, Texas Hippie Coalition and all these different bands, and maybe we'll do a podcast on that at some point. Go to facebook.com/snakeheadritual. All right, guys, we are talking about albums that are just freaking perfect. Just freaking... You okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
You all right?
I have malaria or something. Good.
Malaria. Well, that's what you get for living in the South, bro.
You know what? Before then maybe what we should do is we should do a shot.
Oh, God.
Before we continue, we have to do a shot.
I don't have any shots. I have a Moscow Mule.
That's fine.
This is good for, this will cure your AIDS.
Cool.
I'm so glad. I was worried about that.
I was looking to lose.
We are trying to get a sponsorship with Bullet Bourbon. And because I want their money so bad, I'll say anything. It cures AIDS.
That's a good one, Lou.
I should do that. I'll email them tomorrow and say, I had AIDS and I started shooting.
And now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
Magic.
Hey, guess what? I took a couple shots of Bullet and I'm AIDS free now.
If you have AIDS, we're really
I'm sorry.
No disrespect.
Yeah, if you have AIDS, I mean, you know, yeah. It's a joke.
Wear a condom next time. Anyways,
Zing.
We're just being a-holes, just screwing around. You know, anyways.
I'm really good at that.
Oh, goodness gracious. So we're talking about perfect. Now, what do we mean by perfect? Let me kind of like lay the groundwork. The perfect album is an album where the songwriting, the performances, and the production all come together in such a way, okay, in such a way that you don't have to skip around. You just can put the record on and go cruising or, you know, whatever, just chill, whatever your party or whatever you're doing, and just listen to the whole thing and absolutely love every second of it. That is a perfect album. And as we started talking about this week and thinking about it, we started to realize there's actually a lot of them. I mean, it's funny to think about. You would think that this is like a one in a million chance, but there are a lot of perfect records from, you know, John Coltrane to the Beatles to, you know, AC/DC all the way through. You can just take your pick. So we're kind of focused on rock and metal here, but we're going to take a little bit of time before we get into our rock and metal like top fives. Let's kind of like throw it around, like just some albums that we really love that we feel are perfect and aren't necessarily on our top five or maybe aren't quite rock and metal. Who wants to start, Lily or Keith? Who wants to go first?
Let Keith start on that one.
Keith, jump in, because I know you're chomping at the bit back there, brother.
Am I doing any particular genre? Doesn't
matter. You
do
whatever you like. We're gonna pick our final top five, like maybe after the next break. But for now, we're just kind of talking about perfect albums. I have a whole bunch that aren't rock and metal that I would kind of maybe like to throw out there at some point too. So I think you have some too, Keith, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, hit me up.
But one that we'll stick to some of the heavier ones I have. To me, when I first heard this record, it was one of the heaviest things I've ever heard at the time. It was definitely, even though it came out in the 90s, it was still, to me, is an album that just goes, stands the test of time, and it's Vulgar Display of Power by Pantera, which is just aggressive, in-your-face metal from start to finish. I mean, it hits you with you know, Mouth for War, and then it goes all the way, every track slamming on that record, so... And, you know, obviously, Phil Anselmo is at one of the height of his being pissed years, and he's definitely spewing out the hate, and he's mad at everything. And just the playing's awesome. I mean, you know, those guys were still really good players. But the song, the production, I mean, you put that thing on, and I mean, especially a song, I think it's the second track on the album, it's called A New Level. You put that on, and that thing will punch you in the face. Kind of like the album cover. So that's what I think happened. That guy put on A New Level and was punched in the face when that came on, right through the speaker. That just came out of the speaker and punched him right in the face.
Wow, I like that.
I actually had, as an honorable mention, Cowboys from Hell. So the Pantera is definitely represented tonight. Lily, what you got, girl?
Well, pick
one that's not rock or metal, whatever you like. We aren't doing our final, just whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to do my honorable mentions then. One was Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland. I think it's fantastic. I know it's rock. It's not really like hard rock. It's more kind of like trippy stuff. But I think that was like, I can sit there and listen to that front to back. That's not a thing. So that was one of my honorable mentions.
All right.
Like I would Axe as Bold as Love does that for me. So
really?
You know, using the same artist, Axe as Bold as Love almost would probably make a top 10 list for me. But that's definitely he had some great albums in a short period of time there. Mm-hmm. So that's a good pick.
Why don't we? I'm gonna name a few that are not rock or metal, but I think are absolutely perfect. And I think there's a lot of perfect albums out there, guys, that I think are by kind of less well-known acts. I was going to say obscure, but not quite obscure, but less well-known. And I think that's a testimony to the fact that, like, some of these indie bands have to work really freaking hard to get over. So they're busting balls, whereas bands that are really huge already may kind of try to coast a little bit on their records.
Okay.
But I'm gonna throw a few out there that I think are great. I want to say Boston, their first
album.
That's
a good one.
That record, really good, every song made the radio. That's unheard of.
It did.
In rock. Every song made the radio. They weren't all big hits, but every song made the radio. It's totally listenable. It's, you know, it's got the class more than a freaking feeling, you know. Just like,
I love that song.
I think it's a perfect album. I think Escape by Journey is a perfect album. So a couple lesser known ones, I would say Yankee Hotel Foxtrot by Wilco. Well, that's perfect. You can listen to that front to back. Now they're more indie. They're not, you know, they weren't. That wasn't really majorly big release, you know, type record, but fantastic. And just one more, just for it's all shits and giggles until somebody giggles and shits. Mark Cohn. His debut album from 1991, it's perfect, and there's tons of great guests on it. James Taylor's on it. Take Six is on there. Just, it's a very cool record. If you just like good singer songwriter, superbly produced, not overproduced, not underproduced. Just. So there's a few. Keith, you got a few that maybe aren't quite rock metal.
Is that the Walking to Memphis guy?
Yeah, it's got the Walking. It's got that track on there.
I love that song.
Yeah, every song on it is just totally listenable. But go ahead, you got a few, Keith, that maybe aren't quite in the heavy rock. I know, I think you do.
We don't have enough time for all that, but for me, I think this is actually arguably, and just my opinion, I think this is one of the best rock albums ever, and it's Revolver by the Beatles.
That's a good one.
It's an amazing album. I think that they really touched on how to really experiment and write a catchy pop hook with that album. I mean, they definitely were, you know, doing a lot of extracurricular things along these days. But I mean, you start with Taxman, you have Eleanor Rigby's on that Good Day Sunshine, Yellow Submarine. You got to get hopped up to listen to that. Got to Get You Into My Life. This is Tomorrow Never Knows. I can go on and on. But
Do the Beatles have a bad album?
It is a great album. I think it's one of the best albums of all time.
A quick shout out, Tony Ruffalo from WPXI is hanging out with us tonight.
Hey,
on Facebook. We've got Ashley Nardi.
That's Smash.
Ashley Smash. Ed Sheeran X, not rock, obviously, but it's a perfect to me. And yeah, Ed Sheeran's a great singer-songwriter. Keith, the riff off of what Keith was saying, I have Abbey Road and Of course, Sgt. Pepper's on my list is for not rock or metal, but perfect. Just
it's kind of hard to go against them with a lot of their.
I will tell you one that I think is not perfect of theirs, and I know that some people will disagree with me. I said I think the White Album. I think the White Album.
Everybody says the White Album though, and it's not.
I think the White Album has some throwaway tracks like Revolution Number 9 and some of these songs.
A lot of songs.
Yeah, it's just like it's okay. I own it. You know, there's some great music on it too. Don't get me wrong, but there's some that are just like they. They got into where they were kind of jerking off. We're the Beatles, we can jerk off. And, but that's what they did. So I think that's it. You have 3 pages here.
It's mostly rock. That's why.
Say something.
Okay, I got ZZ Top's Eliminator on here. Okay, Eliminators, give me all your love and got you me under pressure. Sharp Dressed Man, Bite Me.
You might have to go home now.
You might have to bite me.
That album is so bad. You picked that.
Because it's got most of the hits, and I can listen to the whole thing.
I can listen to it too, and I'd rather hear a freaking.
Whose opinion is it? Mine or yours?
Huh?
Whose opinion is it? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's my opinion.
It's your opinion. And next time I ask you if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. I'm just saying, out of all their records, you got to pick that
Snap.
One.
That's the one I think I can listen to through the whole way.
All right.
Earlier
stuff.
I agree with Keith and I agree with Lily as well because Eliminator came out at the time when I was at that era where I was like watching MTV and that record came out and they reinvented themselves. They were a 70s boogie band that reinvented themselves for the 80s and I thought it was freaking brilliant. I thought what they did was kind of what bands like Def Leppard had done where they sort of vamped their sound for the 80s. And wrote songs that were super catchy, super fun, the type of music that was easily going to get played on MTV and on pop and rock radio. And
Bite Me.
And Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Here's the thing.
Big time on that record. I mean, it was a huge record.
There's a lot of the hits on this record, so that's why I can sit here and listen to it. Yeah, okay, so it's not their best one, whatever, but that's, in my opinion...
I think it's great, Lily. I'm sorry.
Lily,
I don't care what you say.
No, babe, it's okay. You can have whatever you want.
I know.
Lou, call... You have to get a paramedic on standby. She's going to have a conniption.
Lou gave me 3 shots already, happening right now.
She needs some medicine.
I do need some medicine. Xanax might be right. There are so many good songs on that record. I don't care what you say.
Do you want to pause, Lily, while we call your drug dealer?
Yes.
Okay.
Please. Here. I got him on text.
On speed dial. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Whoa, I just quoted Nickelback.
Wow, get out.
Yeah.
You're yelling at me?
Yeah,
and you just quote Nickelback? Get out!
I wasn't yelling at you. I was saying I agreed with you. But I was making fun about that.
You're out. Hey, yo. My man, you're out of here.
I'm fired from my own podcast because I quoted Nickelback. Anyway, so we're having a lot of fun. A few more that aren't really rock, like hard rock or whatever, but I think are absolutely perfect albums. And I think Keith and I had a discussion about this last week. Asia by Steely Dan, right?
Yeah, that's a friggin' masterpiece.
That's a you said master.
And peace.
Said peace. I'd like to have a piece of your master.
A month.
I also want to throw out there, and I know Keith and I are huge Police fans, Outlandos de Amor and Synchronicity. Outlandos de Amor is the Police's first album, and Synchronicity is their last album.
I prefer Synchronicity.
And I can just play over and over and over and just really enjoy. Just killer songs, and they're totally different, right, Keith?
So that's funny because I love all those albums. I love the Police, period. But I had Zenyatta Mendata on my list.
That's a great record too. Yeah.
I could listen to. I don't know, something about Stuart Copeland on that one, kind of. So I'm being biased. He was like killing it on that record. I mean, like he does on all the Police records, but he was really playing a really, really kick. He was killing it on that album, killing it. But I like all their stuff. So.
So a couple other ones I want to throw out real quick that are more on the obscure side. Nighthawks at the Diner by Tom Waits. Yeah, that's that record's a journey. Like it's the only it's live, it's just the whole thing. You just trust me, check it out. Tapestry by Carole King. Wicked Grin by John Hammond. If you guys do not know that record, it's produced by Tom Waits. It's a great record. Wicked Grin by John Hammond. Giants, let's go to jazz for a second. Giant Steps by John Coltrane. And Take Five by Dave Brubeck. I mean, just... And if I may go a little obscure for one more, a couple more here. Declaration by The Alarm. And Tropical Brainstorm by... Oh, my God. Her name just went out of my head.
And there it went.
And boom went my brain.
boom goes the brain.
Boom goes the brain. I'll have it on after the next break. But just some that are... How about the 70s era Stones records, Keith? Like Goat's Head Soup and Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, Satanic Majesty, Exile on Main Street. I mean, like, they had a real run there, dude. Yeah. Like, that whole 70s era Stones is like...
That's killing. So is like.
I like the Stones. However, I don't think I could listen to the whole album.
You're not. You're, that doesn't do it for you.
No, it doesn't. Okay. It doesn't.
Okay, throw us a few more, Lily.
Stones to me are like Aerosmith. They kind of just, you know, they shot their load in the 70s and they're done.
You have to agree though. Those are like some pretty badass records. Those are badass records.
You know, like Aerosmith with Toys in the Attic, Rock, all that stuff. Yeah. Those are all classic records, and then they just kind of. They don't do it for me.
What was it about the 70s where people just sat down
drugs.
And made great albums?
Drugs. Like,
yeah.
Drugs.
It was
maybe,
drugs.
Maybe it was drugs.
It really was.
They could do an you could listen to the whole album. You know? Kirsty MacColl. Sorry. Tropical Brainstorm. Sorry. It just came to me. And I'm going to throw one more out there. It's not really metal. But what
you
about...
Remember her in that, you remember her in that movie Little Darling? She was awesome in that.
Yes.
Did you see... what about this one? This is not rock or metal. Well, it's kind of rock. Southern Harmony and Musical Companion by the Black Crowes. What do you think?
That's a masterpiece.
That's a great record.
I like the Black Crowes.
That's a great record. Okay.
They're a very underrated rock.
We're going to go.
They really are.
Let's go around the room one more time with Lily, because I blabbed for.
You always blab.
I know. It's the Ludini rock. Excuse me.
Are we doing rock at all, or are we just still?
Well,
we haven't
done our. We're not doing our top five yet. We're gonna do that next. But if you want to throw a few more out,
Eliminator was one of my honorable mentions as well as Jimi Hendrix. However, I know this is awful because it's all covers, but it's Joan Jett with The Hit List. I'm sorry, I can sit there and listen to the whole thing. I think she kills it on a lot of the songs on there.
Her version of. Dirty Deeds with the slide guitar
kills
solo.
It.
That's amazing.
It echoes and it gives me goosebumps. And I'm sorry, I love it. I know it's all covers. Forgive me. However,
I'm getting butt
I love
bumps
it.
Right now.
Woo!
About it.
There it is.
Tim Johnson, what's up, Timmy John? Oh, Dan Katura. We got so many people. Somebody said Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
That's a good one.
That is a classic album. Not really
classic.
Hard rock, but I don't think anybody can disagree with that. Sgt. Pepper's. There's like a canon where you can't really disagree. Keith, give us a few more.
Are we going back to rock and metal or whatever?
We're going to do our final five after the next song, but just some that you like. It can be whatever.
You know what? It's hard for me to pick one. This is one of my favorite bands, too. It's hard to pick just one, but I'm going to go with Led Zeppelin 4 or Zoso, if you want to call it that. That's a great album. I mean, it's probably on a lot of people's top five list.
And she's buying the stairs.
But it has all the all the popular, like that one. And it has like a lot of popular Zeppelin tunes on it. I have one that I actually think is my favorite Zeppelin album, but I'm not going to reveal that yet.
We're not going to reveal it yet.
Zeppelin 4 kicks ass, man. It's a really great record. It sounds great, and it's a timeless classic.
Okay, let's play another band, guys, and then we're going to come back. We're going to rock out. Thank you, guys. This is a lot of fun. These guys, Mickey, I don't know if you're still watching, Mickey Hernandez, you emailed me. You said, can you feature my band? I said, what is your band? He sent me the link, and I checked them out, and it's really good. Really good, because a lot of people do that, and they're...
And it's like, okay.
I'm like,
okay. I'll do it.
But no, this is badass. You guys need to get a full-length album out so that we can really rock out to it. But this is fantastic. The band is called Dark Entries, and the track is called Moonlight Run. Dark Entries on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Oh, I like this already. We'll be right back.
finger on the prize. You can be your soul to free now. Daring world, we'll take your chance. You're the daring girl we despise. Yeah. The moonlight run. The moonlight run. The moonlight.
I rule.
I will take you to school.
Woohoo!
Rocket, mama!
All right, thank you, Beavis and Butthead.
Wow.
We just love our Beavis and Butthead here at the Ludini Rock and Roll. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to get all your Ludini needs met. There's some very cool merch there. There's mugs, there's totes, there's shot glasses, there's condoms. Yes.
Is there really condoms?
You can slip one on. And you can rock out with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com for your Ludini needs. I gotta talk about this band, dude, that we just played. They rocked.
All right,
Dark
you're done.
Entries, Reverb Nation / Dark Entries. Go check them out. They're on Reverb Nation right now. Great band. Paul and Mickey Hernandez, you guys rock. I am blown away. But get a full record out, man. Let's get you guys out there in the world, man. It's good stuff. We're going to wrap up the show in a little while with Mechanism. We've played them before. Female-fronted metal band.
I love them.
Great band. I'm really excited to have them. I want to dedicate this next song to Lily V6 here.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody sing along for Lily on this one.
No, don't, please don't sing. Really, Lou?
Where's the lighters?
I don't have my lighter in here. I left my purse in the car.
You don't use it for crack?
No, just cigarettes.
Here we go. Everybody sing along. This is for Lily. Here we go.
Wow.
It's all for Lily.
And there it is. And boom goes the dynamite.
Bob's your uncle.
This is not on my top five. I cannot deal with you right now.
I unplugged myself. All right, guys. Lily had a rough day. We're trying to cheer her up. So send Lily some love.
Lily love. Send some Lily love.
Lily needs some love today. She's had a bad
day. I don't want any dirty pictures, though. Please don't send those.
Oh, no. Send those. Please.
No, don't ever send those. I'll send one back, and it will not be what you want.
Lots of dick pics, please.
I will send one back.
You may send all dick pics to LilyV6.com.
I will send a dick pic back to you. I can't even talk. Thank you, Lou.
I hope it has a big wart on it.
It's going to be very hairy. Like the jungles of Cambodia.
Yeah. You don't have a goddamn heart attack.
You need a machete to get through that shit.
Oh, you guys are killing me. We're definitely like God, oh my God. If my mentor, Joanne Quinn Smith, was alive right now, she'd be like, you can't say that stuff on your podcast. Oh God.
It's a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Okay, guys, we are rocking hard tonight. Some great bands. We started the show off with, I don't even know what I'm doing.
So many things. I'm sorry, I distracted you right now.
We started off with the Snakehead Ritual, and then we just did little dark entries. Okay, and we're gonna wrap up with some Mechanism in a little bit. But let's talk about hard rock and metal, okay? Because that's our sort of focus here at the Leading Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And let's talk about some. I have a few honorable mentions. I'll say my picks at the end. But my honorable mentions are this. Are Core by Stone Temple Pilots. Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden. The Devil You Know. You know, you probably don't know this record. The Devil You Know is by Heaven and Hell. Heaven and Hell.
Yes, I know that.
Heaven and Hell was a reuniting of Geezer Butler and Tony Iommi with Ronnie James Dio.
Dio.
Yep. Vinny Appice on drums. It's perfect. The song.
That's the good Appice.
That's the good Appice. The production, everything. I mean, Dio sounds great. It's totally listenable. Probably I'm a minority on this, but Rage by Rage Against the Machine.
I'm all about
that.
It's
a covers album, I know. But they crush everyone that they do.
I know. I hate condoning covers.
It changed like some... the landscape of music, too. It did something
really, it did.
Different.
I mean, they do Dylan and Springsteen. And
I
like,
hate
whoa.
Condoning the covers, but when they do it good, you have to give them props for that.
It's freaking amazing. And there's a tie, Super Unknown and Bad Motor Finger by Soundgarden.
I'm disagreeing with your next one, just
okay.
So you know. Right,
I have to say Nevermind by Nirvana.
I can't.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. We all like what we like.
I know.
Pyromania by Def Leppard.
I'm good with
Not
that
a bad song on it. Totally listenable. Great production.
That's better than Hysteria.
And they really kind of, and I agree with you. I wish they would have stayed a little more rock, you know. But anyway, so perfect. Highway to Hell. Hello.
Sorry.
All right. Highway to Hell by I don't even have to say. Rain and Blood by Slayer. And
don't blink, you'll miss it.
You said Vulgar Display of Power, Keith. I'm saying Cowboys from Hell.
We're on some different pages.
But that's okay. They're both good. So those are my sort of honorable mentions. I'll say my top. Go ahead, Keith. You want to talk about some rock and metal? What
I
are your
sure
picks?
I sure do.
There he goes.
Some ones for me that would probably make the honorable mention list. Let's see here. Led Zeppelin 2, I really love, but it's not my favorite Zeppelin album. I'll tell that one to you later. Maybe it's a secret, but I might tell you.
Well, you're going to say it in a minute here because we want to know.
Another great, I think, album that doesn't have a bad song on it is Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. It's classic, man. Bad Motor Finger's another one, but the other one you mentioned does something else for me. But
Do you need a towel? Do you need a towel?
Do you need a drop cloth?
To be honest with you, I was listening to that today, the other one you're talking about, Super Unknown, and it really did make me a little excited down there. Like, I was climbing a rip gym class.
That makes me
but
so excited.
The thing. And another great 90s grunge era band that I really liked, I don't think put out great stuff, but I'm going to take the one as an honorable mention and put the other one on my other list is... Facelift by Alice in Chains, I think, is a really good one too.
Yeah.
That's really great, but it's not my favorite Alice in Chains record either.
Okay, so let go. What are your top five perfect albums?
Mine?
Yes. Yeah, you, Keith. No,
we're talking to you, Keith.
The other Keith. The Keith.
I don't know if we're skipping them. Really, Jesus. You know what, man? You're lucky I go to church.
I do not go to church, so go ahead.
Okay. All right. So for me, this is no particular order, but got to go with Back in Black. It's a classic record. It has not a bad song on that one.
It's gonna be interesting to see how many we have in common. Because that's a good one. Go ahead. Cool. Back in Black. Gotcha.
You know, we can always change, you know, exchange notes before the show if you want to do that.
No.
Paranoid by Black Sabbath. One I think
I did not have that. That's a good one.
It was an album that I think changed music in period. You know, and to stick with that kind of vibe, Master of Puppets to me was the one.
You said Master.
The one.
And Puppets.
Metallica album that I listened to the whole thing. The rest of them have holes for me, but Master of Puppets I can do. And Super Unknown by Soundgarden is just a masterpiece, man. There's not a bad song. I love that. Like I said, this is no particular order. And how many am I up to now? Can I go to six?
No.
You're supposed to be five. I thought that was four.
All right, so like to me, like I said, no particular order, but Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin is a double album, I don't want to count that as two, it's just one. But that's
you
a masterpiece.
Can count that
I
as
love
one.
Graffiti, and I love that album.
Okay, and that was number four, so what's number five?
This album, I think, is, once again, not a bad song, but I think the B-side tracks, you call them, are just as good as the first one. Moving Pictures by Rush is an amazing album.
I knew that was going to be on the list. I knew it. That's why I didn't pick it, because I knew somebody else would have it.
Yeah, that's a great album. I totally agree with you.
It does.
Thank you.
Everybody knows Tom Sawyer. Everybody knows, you know, even YYZ, Limelight, Red Barchetta. But what about The Camera Eye and Vital Signs and Witch Hunt? Those are great songs, man. I mean, that's just, that album does not have a bad song.
Go back to December of 2017 and listen to our podcast on Moving Pictures. It's on Podbean. You guys can check it out. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. All right. So, Lily, why don't you hit us with your top picks?
As long as Keith keeps his mouth shut, I will hit my top five. My Snap. Number five is Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue. Now, it took me a minute to decide which Motley Crue album I wanted because I was having one on here regardless, but it's Dr. Feelgood. I'm waiting.
Shh, Keith, calm down.
I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Because of A, Dr. Feelgood, Slice Your Pie, Rattlesnake Shake, Kickstart My Heart. Actually, the whole list, I can go through the whole
That's
thing.
That's some good
tracks
on it. It's a good record, yeah.
And it's the best produced, in my opinion. I mean, I do love their more raw stuff. However, Dr. Feelgood is my favorite one. So, number four is Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. Love them. Welcome to the Jungle. It starts with, ends with Rocket Queen. Love it. Sorry. Gotta love the groupie whole thing with Rocket Queen at the end. So that's my thing with that. Next one is Back in Black, AC/DC. Also took me a minute to decide which AC/DC one I wanted. However, Back in Black wins. So that's one of the ones I can listen to back to back. Best sounding, unfortunately, because I do like Bon Scott better. But that's okay. No big deal. Led Zeppelin 4 is my number two. I don't really need to give a description on this, obviously. And here we go. And my number one is Pump by Aerosmith. And the reason is because I can listen to it back to back. And the transitions, I knew this was happening. The transitions are great because they have like Gossamer Stomp and Shut Up, Water Song, and the whole like going down. Like, I like the transitions of it. Shut up. Shut up, Lou. I like the transitions of it because they don't stop the songs. They just keep going. It doesn't, like, stop. It just keeps flowing.
And well, Lady Six, everybody. Thank you, Lady Six.
Eat it.
Pump is a cool record. I it's a good record. I mean, and I agree. It is, like, it is
it
a very listenable.
So well.
It's a, what's a very listenable album. You know, so, okay, now I'm going to throw out my top five. Number five, Van Halen 1. Number four, Appetite for Destruction.
On my list.
Number two and three, I keep going back and forth. I can't decide, so I'm just going to go with what I'm going to say. Number three is The Black Album by Metallica. Very,
I couldn't pick Metallica.
It's very... Every song, you could just listen to it, rock out to it. The production's amazing. It's more concise songwriting than their previous records. Bob Rock, I thought did a great job with them. I'm sorry, you know, that's, you know, whatever, you know. Screw you, it's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Number two is Back in Black by AC/DC. Nothing else I can say about that. And number one, I need a drum roll, but I don't have a drum roll. Sounded like somebody falling down a set of stairs. But number one for me is Led Zeppelin 4. Or AKA
that
Zozo. That's my number one. I mean, what can you say about an album that has Stairway to Freaking Heaven?
Right?
Stairway to Freaking Heaven! Stairway to Freaking Heaven! Okay? End of discussion.
Or the Highway to Hell.
Your argument is invalid.
Wow. And there it is. And boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. Boom goes the dynamite. Boom goes the dynamite. I like the dynamite. Ooh. Oh, sorry.
Somebody needs to put a fucking leash on him. Ooh. A freaking leash on him. Sorry.
Terrible.
Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is rated R for strong language.
Edit that. I'm
and
sorry.
Sexual content.
I have never done that before. So.
No. Yours is right there.
Right
here's
here.
The sexual chocolate.
Really?
How many freaking shots you guys gonna do?
Yeah, but I'm chasing with water, dude.
Yeah, but okay,
I gotta tell you guys what happened to me today.
Please do.
So I've been like putting off, just because I've been busy, it's been crazy, getting the teeth clean thing, you know? So I go to the dentist, and I clean my teeth. And I'm like, you know, I got one that's kind of bothering me, so he comes in there with this little poker thing. He goes, and I'm like, ah! And they finally found it. Like, okay, you need to come back. We need a crown. I'm like, no problem. So I come home after all that teeth are clean. It's like, you know, when they clean your teeth, like, you feel like there's something wrong with your teeth. Because, like, they're actually
they
clean.
Because they mess with them.
You know? So I come home, and I'm eating. And I'm going, wait a minute. That's not food I'm chewing on. And one of my teeth broke.
Oh, no.
Right after they cleaned it. So guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
You're going back to the dentist.
I'm going back to the freaking dentist. You know, I just love the dentist.
Do love the dentist.
So there's a little hole in this one molar. And it's not bad eating, but drinking, like the whatever you're drinking goes right down inside the nerve. And it's like, So I'm having a party in my mouth. That didn't sound good.
Party in my pants.
Lily, will you be the guest of honor at the party in my pants?
Every day.
Thank you. And boom goes the dynamite. All right, guys, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It's man, we're having too much fun. We're not going to end just yet. We're going to play one more jam. We're going to come back and BS with you guys a little bit. Keith's going to tell us about his gig. And this is, Mechanism.
Yes, I love this band.
Mouth of God, Mechanism on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You really need to crank this the F up.
We'll be right back. between states of consciousness. I remember a time I was dead before I was born. The legend inside us, the spirit reminds us from the mouth.
Thank you. That was cathartic.
You know,
that was cathartic.
I was very.
It was also Mechanism, and you can go to. Oh, check this out. This is Pantera doing.
This is Pantera. This
yeah.
is fantastic.
Cat Scratch Fever. I disagree with Ted Nugent's politics, but I still think he wrote some badass tracks.
His show is fantastic.
But anyways, guys, so that was Mechanism, and let's go ahead and plug these bad boys. You want to go to mechanism.com, and let me spell
that.
He has
to do the thing.
MEKANISM.com. Great name, but one of those things that makes it difficult to search on the internet. So just saying, but mechanism.com, mecha-nism.com. We opened with the Snakehead Ritual, facebook.com/snakeheadritual. Then we rocked out with a brand new band, reverbnation.com/darkentries, ENTRIES. Check them out. So it was just a lot of fun. But Keith has to roll. He's got to go play some shuffles.
He's going to cheat on us tonight.
So tell us about shuffling there, Mr. Keith.
Well, right now I'm going to be going down to Lucky Bar and Grill.
Feeling lucky, punk?
I love the name.
24-hour bar laundromat. And
I can't wait to go there. I'm so excited.
And you can buy rock in the back room.
Place, but I'm going to get there and set up. And there's a...
Who's that gorgeous woman hanging out with you?
I'm doing it.
Samantha Hawkins, ladies and gentlemen.
She is the goddess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay, girl. Come back.
I thought you wanted to be on it. You know what I mean?
Baby, come back.
Be the fourth. I don't know, like, how much, what is your rock and metal IQ nowadays? But there's a little blues thing going on down there that I, you know, kind of join in on. And sometimes I know the song, sometimes I don't. Most of them are just straight blues shuffles anyway, so to get that practice in. The thing about I'm noticing about New Orleans, I might have to do 10 gigs because they don't pay for shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
that's not what I thought would happen. I thought that, like...
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, I gotta look out for some better ones. I'm gonna go do some jamming tomorrow, and then I got stuff on the radar here, but I'm going to get my feet wet here. That's my second week doing it, and it's so far. I mean, they didn't tell me not to show up, so that's
that's a good
Keith,
thing.
Remember last week, why don't you stay home tonight? You know, we got to cover. All right, cool, man. Well, good for you.
But, I'm going to get rolling, and we'll discuss topics and things during
the
week, maybe.
You taking off now, brother?
What's that?
You rolling now? You
gotta
go?
I got to.
All right. Keith, thank you so much. Ladies
right.
and gentlemen,
love you, bro.
I want to say thank you so much to my really good friend, Keith the Hawk Hawkins. Thank you so much, brother. You have a great week, buddy.
You too, man.
All right, guys. That was Keith the Hawk Hawkins hanging out with us tonight live. Comes in via Skype from all the way from New Orleans. Lily and I are making a trip down there.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. We're going to rock out with the Hawkster. And we're going to have a good time. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We should go live for that stuff.
Maybe we can do a little something.
I think we should do that.
Do a little something?
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. All right. Lily, what's going on, girl? You got something happening?
I just want to say that I did have a great show this week with Transcendence, 1818, and Paradigm. Ashley Smash put that show together. It was great at the Smiling Moose.
Ashley Smash.
She's fantastic. The show was fantastic. Great time. I have nothing going up but my show this week on Thursday, Hot Licks with Lily Six on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Yeah, there you go. There it is. 6 p.m. on Thursday. However, this weekend I am going to be in West Virginia.
Those are hot licks, I guess.
Don't think I'm going to have any shows going on this weekend. It's mostly just drinking this weekend.
What are you doing in West Virginia? Just getting effed up?
Just getting effed up.
All right.
That's the way it is.
So get effed up with Lily this week.
I'll go live with things because I'll be drunk.
We'll do like a live effed up with Lily night. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, guys. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. Go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Don't forget to hit that little thing on the right side of the screen with the merch. I mean, there's so much cool stuff there. I was looking at it today. I'm like, oh, my God.
I need one of the coffee mugs. I think I'm going to do that.
There's mugs. There's hoodies. There's all kind of cool stuff. So you guys want to go there and check it out. You can get your Lou Dini swag on, if you will. So check that out. And also check back often because we are doing so much cool stuff. I got so many cool things lined up. If you'd like a little behind-the-scenes stuff, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. There's a lot of cool exclusive things that you can't get anywhere else. Behind-the-scenes stuff, extras from the podcast, opportunities to be live in the studio with us. I've got a great podcast party program that you guys can be a part of. So you can check all that out. You can
and
get
who wouldn't want to hang out with us?
You can come down here. You get to drink with us. You get to party with the band. We have a little dinner. It's a good time. And you get to hear what happens before and after the show. That's the real juicy stuff, guys. That's the juicy stuff.
It's the best stuff.
That's the best stuff. So anyways, guys, so thanks for hanging out with us. LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. We are going to boogie on out of here. And I'm going to, what are we going to end with? I got to end with something cool.
End with something fantastic, Lou. I know you can do it.
I'm rocked out. That's the problem.
No, you're
not
rocked out.
I
rock
so hard.
Never be rocked out.
I can't rock anymore, I try.
These go to 11.
All right. You want to go up to 11? Who wants to go to 11?
I'm going to go to 11.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, God. I'm trying to pick something.
He's doing this right now, and it's hurting my head because he's scrolling up and down.
Scrolling, scroll, hide. Oh, my God. All right, guys. You can never go wrong with a little
and
Iron
Maiden. And
here
it is.
Run
and
to the hills.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the freaking dynamite. LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Remember, guys, you are the revolution. We'll catch you on next week's podcast.